Hi, I'm Oscar from the KBPS Portland student staff. This time of year, people in America are coming off the heels of the Halloween season and starting to reflect on the things that are truly important to them. So, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I'm going to be talking about my family and how thankful I am that they're here. My sisters have been an incredible part of my life. My sister Liza was and still is one of the most important people in my life. We always used to do everything together. We went to the same school, we had the same birthday parties, even if that was just for parent convenience, and we always shared everything. Sure, maybe it became annoying when we got older and inevitably wanted more independence, but I wouldn't have asked to grow up in any other way. My other sister Athena has only been in my life for around 5 years, but she's still an incredible part of my life, and I'm so thankful that she's here. My dad has been the best dad he can, no matter the circumstances he's been in. He was able to support me in my interests, like Taekwondo, and has pushed me to try things like baseball. And even if I didn't like it as much as he does, I'm glad he made me try it, so I could learn what I like and dislike. Even now, he supports me and my interests so much, whether that's going to a concert of an artist he's never heard before or driving 6 hours to Canada so I could get to a church event, he's always there for me, and I'm so thankful for that. My mom has been the most loving mom in the world. She's always organized events for me and my sisters and made sure that we had as much fun as possible at places we may or may not have wanted to be at. She's also just been there for me when I needed anything, from help with schoolwork to being able to just talk to someone about how I feel. And she's always kind and understanding. I'm so thankful that I have a mom as amazing as her. Thanks for listening to this. I'm glad there are people who are stick around and listen to what I have to say, even if they have no personal reason to continue. It really means a lot to me. I'm Oscar Anderson Rhodes from the KBPS Portland student staff. Thank you for listening to 1450 KBPS at kbps.am.
What are you thankful for? Family? Friends? Well, no matter what it is you appreciate, Thanksgiving is a time to slow down and really think about what you have to be thankful for. Hi, I'm Andy Ace of KBPS Portland, and that's what I'm here to talk about. No matter if you believe the story everyone's been told, at the core, Thanksgiving is about appreciation. So, this is kind of my way of doing just that. First, I have my family to thank. They have supported me my whole life, and even pushed me when I was doubtful. They don't straight tell me I'm wrong, but rather push me in the right direction. I know it sounds cliche and dumb, but sometimes you really do understand when you're older. My parents have supported me my whole life, but I have to show some appreciation I have for the friends I made over the years, and even the ones I have with me now. They were happy for me when I accomplished things, and they weren't afraid to keep it real when I made a horrible decision. And I think that's what a friend really is. Next, I really appreciate the education I have. Not just the basic elementary subjects, but up to high school as well. Going into college really makes me think about what memories and knowledge I have with me today, and I wouldn't have that if it weren't for education. Especially Benson, and the opportunity it provides for us, and the way it prepares students for the workforce. There are parts I will miss, and others not so much, but I will continue to have appreciation nonetheless. And lastly, I have to give a bit of thanks for where I live now. Oregon is known for its natural beauty, and it's for good reason. It really is an experience to just look out the window during your commute and see all the nature. Portland is kind of a tight-knit community, and it really gives the feeling of belonging. Not to mention how pedestrian-friendly Portland is with TriMet public transport and the safe sidewalks. Safer, at least. You can get pretty much anywhere by taking a bus, taking a train, using your bike, or just walking. So, whether it be the people in your life, opportunities you have, or even something as simple as where you live, we all have something that we can appreciate in our lives. Once again, this is Andy Ace of KVPS Portland, and I'm thankful to you for listening.
Every Thanksgiving, I see a photo on social media of the president with the turkey he's pardoning, and it got me thinking, why do they pardon a turkey, where did this tradition come from, and most importantly, what happens to those turkeys after they're pardoned? I'm Nick Otis, and today I'm going to be talking all about that. The ceremonial pardon of the National Thanksgiving Turkey, as it's called, at the White House goes back decades. It's a uniquely American tradition that started all the way back with President Abraham Lincoln. He pardoned a turkey named Jack in 1983, but it wasn't for Thanksgiving, it was for Christmas. It was originally intended for the Lincoln family's dinner, but his son, Tad Lincoln, became fond of it and asked his father to spare it. Later on, President Harry Truman was the first president to receive a turkey from the National Turkey Federation in 1947, but he didn't actually pardon it. The turkeys were destined for dinner, but it did mark the start of the annual presentation of turkeys to the president by the National Turkey Federation every Thanksgiving. Then in 1963, President John F. Kennedy became the first to actually pardon a turkey. He didn't actually use the word pardon, but there was a turkey that had a sign around its neck that said, "Good eating, Mr. President," and JFK said, "Let's keep him going," informally sparing the turkey. In 1987, President Ronald Reagan became the first to actually use the word pardon. At the Thanksgiving ceremony, a reporter asks Reagan if he would pardon officials involved in the Iran-Contra scandal. In response, Reagan pointed to Charlie, a 55-pound turkey, and quipped,
"If they'd have given me a different answer on Charlie, his future, I would have pardoned him."
His successor, President George H.W. Bush, became the first president to actually set in stone the modern tradition of pardoning a turkey. Since then, every president has pardoned a turkey each year as part of a Thanksgiving ceremony. And if you're wondering how the birds are chosen, it's up to the chairman of the National Turkey Federation. They choose a farm to raise the birds, then the flock is exposed to noises, lights, and large crowds to make sure they can handle all the attention. It's then narrowed down to a few finalists, and then the White House picks the top two and asks the public to help name the birds. They pick two so that they have a backup, but don't worry, both turkeys do end up pardoned. This year, a Twitter poll decided the names Gobble and Waddle for the birds. But now that you know where the pardoned turkeys come from, what actually happens to them after they're pardoned? There's an animated movie called Freebird that I really like, where the president's pardoned turkey sneaks off into a secret underground government facility where they're working on a time travel machine, and he goes,
"Back in time to the first Thanksgiving to get turkeys off the menu."
Unfortunately, the reality isn't that cool. Most of the turkeys don't survive much longer after their pardon because they're from farms that breed them to be unnaturally large and heavy, which that leads to heart disease and joint pain. But some more recent turkeys have survived longer thanks to improved care in their new homes. With the first official turkey pardon in 1989, President Bush Sr. sent his turkey to a petting zoo, and most presidents did that up until the mid-2000s, when they started being sent to either Disneyland or Walt Disney World, which seems a lot cooler than a petting zoo. There, they served as honorary grand marshals in a Thanksgiving parade, and then afterward, they got to live at the theme parks. In recent years, the turkeys have instead been sent to historically significant farms and also agricultural colleges, where they're used for education and outreach. I hope you learned something about the pardoned turkeys. I certainly did. I hope you have a good Thanksgiving. I'm personally looking forward to hanging out with my family. I'm Nick Otis, and thanks for listening to KBPS Portland.
Hello, I'm Jude Alexander on KBPS. I wanted to take a moment to thank my parents and my teachers for everything they've done for me. My mom is the most amazing cook. She can whip up any type of dish you could imagine, from Mediterranean cuisine to the best butternut squash pie you've ever had. She's also one of the most wonderful people who's always there for me whenever I need her. She has the most unstoppable work ethic and is one of the most creative people ever, with the knitting skills only rivaling the skills of the knitting gods themselves. My dad is the most adventurous and determined person I know. He takes us rafting and kayaking as much as he can, and we have the best times while doing it. He's involved in so many outdoor groups and river teams that he's always having fun, even if he's not currently going down a river. He recently kayaked down the Rogue River with some friends and had to portage across a ton of it. That shows how far he goes and how he never gives up on something he cares about. I'm lucky enough to never have had a high school teacher I haven't liked. I want to say thanks to Mr. Smith for being the funniest science teacher freshman year, to Huntington for being a super engaging English teacher that helped us whenever we needed it, to Miss Benazes, who helps us learn Spanish and have fun while doing it, to Mr. Prawl for playing games with us and helping us with all of our work, and of course, to Jacob Patterson, our wonderful radio teacher who has the best jokes of all time. So turn to a loved one and tell them something that you're thankful for, because giving thanks can be just as nice as receiving it. And one more thing, thank you for listening, because radio doesn't succeed if no one can hear us. I'm Jude Alexander on KBPS, and thank you for listening.
Hi, I'm Nixie Brooks, a student from Benson Polytechnic High School, and I would like to have a moment of your time to give thanks to a few people and things in my life that I'm grateful for. First off, I would like to thank my friends for making me feel included, accepted, and loved. I've known one of my friends since the 8th grade. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but through the years, we've grown closer and closer, and now she's like a sister to me. I'm very happy to have her in my life. Next, my family. My mom, who works hard to provide for my family. My grandpa, who has always been there to help when we need him. Of course, all my teachers, current and past, for understanding that I'm different from the other students. For helping me understand that it's okay to have a bad day. And for letting me be unapologetically myself. Without my family, friends, and teachers, I wouldn't be who I am today. I probably wouldn't have chosen the radio program here at Benson. Speaking of, I'm very thankful for this radio program. Being a part of this community means that there are so many opportunities for me, and I'm glad I chose to major in radio broadcasting. Lastly, I'm thankful for music, for the communities and friends I've found through it, for the creativity I can show through it, and the many, many times it's given me something to do other than stare at a screen. Music has always been big in my life, be it through choir, playing my guitar, listening to music with my grandpa on drives to the grocery store, or singing as loud as I want in the shower. My name is Nixie Brooks. Thank you for listening to AM 1450 KBPS Portland and KBPS.AM. We are all thankful for your support. Have a wonderful holiday season.
This is London of the KBPS Portland student staff wishing you a happy holiday season and all the best in the coming new year.
I'm very thankful for, of course, my mother and my stepdad, because ever since my dad hasn't been in my life, they were willing to step in and be my parents. My mom would have to play both roles for a little bit when I was younger, but she never gave up on me, even when the toughest battles came her way. My mother is always there for me and always making sure I have everything I need. And I'm also thankful for my stepdad because he came in to replace my absent father, and having him in my life, he actually feels like he's my actual father to me. And he makes my mother happy and helps out with basketball a lot. I'm also very thankful for my little brother, even though sometimes he can be kind of mean to me, but it's all out of love, I hope. But sometimes he can be very sweet and friendly. My brother always has a smile on his face and is always wanting to play. He could play all day and night if he really wanted to. My friends I'm also very thankful for, and a few of my family members too, like my uncle, cousins, aunties, and grandparents as well. I'm also thankful for my friends, especially for my close friends. There's this one close friend that I have. His name is Kevin. I'm always thankful for him because he has always been there for me behind my parents and always putting a smile on my face. And that's who I'm hanging out with mostly nearly every weekend and every day. Even my closest friend and my parents, whenever I'm asking for something, like, it's never a no. It's always a yes. Oh, I got you. Yes. Yes, you can have this. You can have anything you want. And I just feel like I can always ask them for stuff without me feeling scared to ask them for anything, because they always got my back. And my mom, you could tell we're related because I was born with 6 fingers, like 12 fingers in total. And my grandma and my mom, we all have the same like scab on our pinky. And so that's like one way to like actually know that, oh, they're related. So that's one thing that I really appreciate about us and our family. And she's whenever like I have basketball, like, cause I have basketball and I like go everywhere in the summer, and she has her own little business. Like, she runs her own business, so she has employees. She's a manager of the whole business. And whenever I need like practice or when I need to go on a plane to go to my games with my AU team, she's always sacrificing to take me, making sure I have what I need. And the shoes and the fees, the AU fees, the plane tickets, the hotels. And I can't even count how many games on my hands, how many she missed. And that's like something that I really appreciate. She's always sacrificing her job to come and support me on my games. Or I run track too. She's always been at my track meets and she's just always supporting me. And that's who I look up to the most.
Hello, my name is Ichiro Evanstar of the KBPS student staff, and the fall season is upon us. Fall leaves, the smell of rain hitting concrete, and Thanksgiving just around the corner. Now, what I'm thankful for is an activity that I've been doing since I was a little kid, and I still do today, still love today. Matter of fact, my future is planned on this activity. And it all started when I moved to Portland when I was 6 years old. I moved here from Alaska when I was six for some family reasons. And when I first moved here, I didn't have friends because I just moved here. And I would play basketball at my local basketball court at McCoy Park every day. I would go there with my basketball. I'd shoot some free throws. I'd play around the world with myself, which was funny. And I started to realize every time I went there, there was a kid there. And he was my very first friend in Portland. And I started talking to him because I'd see him riding on his bike and I'd see him riding on a skateboard around all over the basketball court. And he looked like a magician. He could pop the board into the air, which is called an ollie, and it would float in the air. It was magic to me. And I was like, I rid a skateboard. I rid my grandpa's skateboard in his front yard in Alaska a little bit. And like I would like roll around on it. I'd sit on it and like roll down the driveway, nothing crazy. But I was like, wow, you can do so much on that. I want to know how to do that. So I walked up to him, and ever since then, we've been good friends. Still good friends. And I skateboarded for 2 years straight. He would lend me his skateboards, and I would do that with him. There was a little ledge in the basketball court that I would like 50-50 grind on, or I'd try to. I wasn't very good. But me and this friend don't talk much anymore, but I'm very thankful for what he introduced me to, because skateboarding is the biggest thing in my life right now. Skateboarding has inspired new confidence and inspiration inside of me that no other hobby and no other thing can do. It's all I think about. It's all I spend my money on. For right now, when I need to get housing and stuff, that'll be different. But for right now, with my teenage money, all I spend it on is skateboarding. It's an outlet for me. Like, people have artistic outlets, or a lot of people do, like, you know, maybe making music, listening to music, making art, physical art with paints, pencils, which I also enjoy. I do enjoy drawing. But skateboarding is unbeaten for me. It's an art form that it boosts your confidence. It tests your limits. It tests your willpower. And recently I've been taking it more seriously because my future plan is to own a skateboarding business. And if it wasn't for skateboarding, that wouldn't be possible. And it's so funny to me that a piece of wood and four wheels can so drastically pave the path of my life that it has. Because, you know, most people, when they think of arts, like drawing and painting, you can really get your ideas and your thoughts onto a piece of paper. But skateboarding is just a piece of wood. There's no creating, or there's creating style. You can create your own style, create your own tricks, or you can't create your own tricks, but you can do tricks in certain ways that reflects how you feel about it, and different styles of skateboarding. That it's all beautiful to me. It's really beautiful. And I know that might be a weird thing to say, because, you know, outside looking in, if you don't skateboard, you're like, well, yeah, he flipped the board down a big ledge. That was pretty cool. But to me, it's a lot more than that. I'd like to think, I know you'll never hear this, but one of my inspirations for getting better at skateboarding is Aaron Jaws Homoki. He's a professional skateboarder, and as a little kid, and when I used to skate at the basketball court, I would just go home and watch YouTube videos of him going down crazy drops. I mean, he would go down on this little piece of skateboard, this little wood, little piece of wood, and he'd drop off like 10-foot, 15-foot drops, and he'd land it, and like you'd think his legs would snap, but no, he's smiling while he's riding away after like falling down the equivalent of a 2-story drop on his skateboard. And that inspired me to become good at skateboarding. I want to be good at skateboarding. Nothing else in my life gives me as much inspiration and dedication as skateboarding does. And I'm grateful for that. Thank you for listening. This was Ichiro Evanstar from the KBPS student staff, and have a wonderful fall season and Thanksgiving.
Out of all the things that I thought I would be saying I was thankful for, I never had expected that it would be for a high school robotics club, especially since I know absolutely nothing about building and I want to be a law major. Hi, my name is Zara, I'm the KVPS student staff, and somehow I am captain of 187 Phoenix, one of Benson's FDC robotics teams, which is really crazy to me. I joined robotics in my freshman year, and I didn't even want to join at first. I just saw an opening, and my brother was going, and I was like, why not do it for the plot? And then, obviously, I knew nothing about build. I came to Benson with the idea in mind that because I want to be a law major, I should do something communication related, so radio. And I very quickly learned that there is not a whole lot in radio that has to do with robotics. While a lot of the students there were in tech skills or in computer science or in anything that could be helpful for that. But I came to realize pretty soon that practically no one there knows what they're doing anyway. It's just a bunch of kids trying to gather around and make sure that their robot does not explode on the field and get the refs really mad at us. And that environment, that community was so, so welcoming to me and helped make some of the best memories I have. It helped form so many strong bonds that I couldn't be happier for. I even met my best friend through robotics. Now, I only recently became captain of a team. I used to be on 267 EMP, which is our school's other team. Whoa, we have two. The world is crazy. In my freshman and sophomore year. And recently, because of scheduling issues, because I'm just too goated and have too many other clubs, I moved to 187 Phoenix. And after we held an election, I was elected captain because the other members knew my experience from the other team, where I was secretary and really helped us move up. And they're like, oh my God, you would be great. And I was elected. And I am in charge of a lot of clubs. I've been in charge of a lot of things. Robotics is so different in so many ways. It's so much more chaotic. It's very fast paced. There's a lot of things you need to get done, a lot of things you need to account for. But in the end, I am incredibly thankful that I did get that opportunity because I really feel like it's made a huge impact on me. It's really increased my leadership skills. It's really fixed them a lot in a lot of places because robotics needs so much leadership. Robotics needs so much time and requires you to really level with the students you're speaking to. But it also requires a lot of improvisation because so many things go wrong all the time in robotics. Sometimes your battery runs out. Sometimes something just explodes because it feels like it. And sometimes a kid drops your robot on the ground. Oopsie daisy, it happens. So I've always been very, very grateful that robotics has given me the ability to adapt. And it's given me something to really shape and make my own. In the past, 187 has not exactly been the best team in the competition or in our little leagues. But this year, we've really changed. We went last year from scoring like last place and everything. And now, right now, we're scoring fourth place. And it's amazing to do that with such an amazing group of kids and do it with such an amazing group of members because everyone is so passionate about what we're doing. Everyone's contributing, everyone's putting their time in, and everyone's really working to make this community a strong one. I remember one time, like the first day I was here, It was complete chaos. But one thing that always struck out to me was even as we were scavenging through the thousands of old parts we just had for some reason, and even as kids were dropping things everywhere and everything was going wonderfully, I still saw the passion and I still saw how everyone was so excited to be there. And I'm very grateful to have that opportunity to be surrounded by people who are happy to be in the place they are and surrounded by so much passion. So I guess I just want to say thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to do what I do. Thank you, Robotics, for making something that lets me be myself and lets me do so many things. I love doing strange things with my friends. I love making silly contraptions. I love accidentally setting the scroll saw on fire. And I would never have been able to do that if I had never randomly stumbled into that club. So thank you. My name is Sarah Faruqi, and I'm captain of a team I never thought I would be captain of.
It's soon to be Thanksgiving, and you know what that means. It's time for all of the lovely feasting and all the things that come with it. But more importantly, it's time for the season of thanks, where we look back and think about what we are grateful for in this world. There's many things to be grateful for, so let me recount a few things that I'm personally thankful for in my life. The thing I want to talk about that I am thankful for is, of course, my family. My mom, my dad, and my little brother. They all make my life more worthwhile. Starting off with my dad, he's the cook of the house. He always manages to make something good. He has trained in cooking and all that stuff for most of his life, and it shows. He knows how to make a decent amount of cuisine from other countries, so dinners can either be the same or unique for that day. He's also good at giving me serious talks when I need them, as any dad should be able to do. As an added bonus, he gave me my over 6 foot height, so that's something to be grateful for. Overall, I'm extremely grateful for him, and I'm glad he's my dad. Next up on the list is my mom, and oh man, there's a lot of things that I can bring up, but I'll mention the important ones. She's recently helped me with a lot of colleges and getting into them, all that college application stuff. Without her, I probably would have taken a lot longer to do it, so that's a big thanks from me. She has been a great emotional support for me my whole life, and is usually very understanding of my issues. She's also very forgiving and generous. It's good because she gets me more treats than dad. I could guilt trip her easier. Even though she's a lot shorter than me, she knows when to stand her ground and be serious when needed. The last thing I'll mention about her is how she helped me make longtime friends. She got into communication with multiple moms in my younger years, and when she became friends with the moms, I became friends with the sons and daughters of those families. I probably wouldn't have made those friends by myself, so I'm extremely grateful for her and her amazing deeds that she has done for me. The last, but certainly not least, family member I would like to talk about is my little brother, Leon. Leon is a special case. He brings so much good and bad. No, I'm just kidding. He mostly brings the good. He's that anchor for me, that thing that everybody needs to keep them steady. The thing that keeps me wanting to either improve or just get things done so I can hang out with him more. He has brought so many memorable experiences to my life that it's really hard to count them all. He's also somebody that I could just talk to about anything, really. All the stupid and goofy things go straight to him. Now, even though we've argued and fought about things, ranging from serious things to just downright stupid things, there's no one else on this planet that I would want to have as my ride or die. So yes, I really am thankful for him. Well, that about ends this podcast of mine. Thanks to all who listened. And be sure to remind yourself of how thankful you are for the things in your life. You never know how long they'll stay. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Hello. I am Joseph, otherwise known by my old pals in middle school as Robert Joseph, and you are listening to AM 1450 KBPS Portland. Being it be Thanksgiving season, I've been filled with holiday cheer. As I'm walking class to class, I feel myself reminiscing on the good old times. just feeling grateful for everything. It's truly a wonderful feeling, so I decided to turn that wonderful feeling into some wonderful words. So let's start off with my parents, Damika and Venice. My mom has always been there for me, my ups and downs. If I ever needed to talk about anything hard, I know she'd be there for me. And for that, I am truly thankful. Venice, my father, has taught me important life lessons. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have discovered my passion for Bob Marley. I wouldn't have discovered how good I am at learning new languages, nor would I have learned the guitar. So Dad, I'm truly thankful for all that you've done. Next up, my siblings. Michael, Miki, Shalana, Damien, and an honorable mention to my cousin Kiryana. Thank you guys for so much that you've done. Y'all have been with me for all my life. Michael, a special thanks to you for teaching me how to play chaotic. Hearing about your stories in school has taught me how to be a more peaceful person. For that, I am grateful. Miki, thank you for always being there with me and playing D&D with us. I am very thankful for that. Shalana, thank you for being patient with me when I was younger, and even now. I wish I had half the tolerance that you had, but thank you for being with me for every step of the way. You're the best big sister that I could ever ask for, and for that, I am forever grateful. Damien Joseph, my own younger brother. I'd like to thank you for being there with me whenever I needed you to bail me out of trouble. You're the most reliable person that I know, and for that, I am thankful. Kiryana, thank you for playing Roblox and hanging out with me whenever I'm bored, with nothing to do. I may seem rude, but I'm truly thankful for you sticking with me no matter how many times that we are late. Ricky and Grandma, I can't even express how thankful I am for you guys. Y'all have done nearly everything for me. You've been there since I was 6 months old. Y'all have been with me since I was a mere preschooler and shaped me into the upcoming man that I am today. There's so much stuff that I could say, but for now, I am thankful for everything that you've done for me. Now for my honorable mention of the entire Vernon community. Thank you, Ronan, for toughening me up for the real world. Thank you, Vigo and David, for never turning your back on me when times got tough. Thank you, Mabel, Isabel, Sylvie, Elijah, Peregrine, Kane, Mercer, Trayvon, Syra, Mr. Crosman, Mr. Perry, Enrique, Jameer, Jeremiah, Miss Bruce, and Miss Markowitz, respectively. Miss Costa, Miss Bryan, Mr. Dickerson, Mr. Dorston, and Elwood. From the bottom of my heart, I'll be thankful for all that y'all have done for me, and I promise, with all my being, I won't forget the memories that we have made together. For my bonus shoutouts, Leo, now known as Aria, along with Pharrell, Olivia, and Modo. Thank you for helping me get where I am right now. Aria, that you've never ditched me, even though that we hardly have time to call because of school. I remember the day that we first met. If I didn't go to that summer school that 1 year, I'm not sure where I'd be right now. So I'm truly thankful for you sticking with me for all these years, and I will be forever grateful. Pharrell and Olivia. I'm not sure what happened that one day, but that doesn't matter that we don't talk anymore. Because once a friend is always a friend. And for all the memories that we've made together, I am thankful. Modo, I'd like to thank you for getting me into radio broadcasting, along with getting me into Benson. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be talking here where I am right now. So I am forever grateful for all that you've done for me. So thank you all, even the people that I didn't have time to mention. Sincerely, Robert. And you're listening to AM 1450 KBPS Portland.
Hello everyone, my name is Wyatt. You're on AM 1450 KBPS Portland. And I'm going to be talking about what I'm thankful for since Thanksgiving is right around the corner. I'm going to start off with my dad, because my dad has always been there for me. And without him, I wouldn't be the baseball person that I am today, because he's the person that got me into playing baseball. When I was a little kid and trying to figure out what sport I wanted to play, I tried a bunch of different sports, but baseball is the one that really stuck with me, and also stuck with me because my dad was the coach when I was a little kid. When I was playing in Little League, he was my baseball coach. And he's the person that always encouraged me and always made me do my best. And even when I fell down, he brought me back up and he told me to try even harder. And without him, I don't think I would be playing baseball. And I'm just super, super thankful that he kept me playing baseball through all these years. I wanted to quit it sometimes, so I'm not gonna lie. But he always told me to keep my head up and just play the game. It doesn't matter if you win or lose, and you always have fun, because baseball is a fun sport, and it was. I love playing the sport, and I'm super, super thankful that my dad made me play that sport, and I'm still playing it today, so thank you, Dad. I'm going to move on to my mom, because my mom has always been the person to care about my health and how I'm feeling that day and just how I am in general. But one thing specifically is that I have a stuttering problem, and I stutter a lot, and I used to stutter a lot when I was a little kid. And my mom was always so worried about me, and she put me in all these different clinics to try to help my stuttering go away, and it is mostly away. It'll pop up at some times, but it is 10 times better than it was when I was 10 to 11 years old. It was very bad. And now my speaking is amazing, and I'm so thankful for my mom to be helping me, putting me in these clinics to help my stuttering go away. And without her, I would probably still be stuttering, and that would be awful for me, and that would just affect my personal well-being. So I'm super, super thankful that my mom took the time and effort and her own money to be spending on me just for me to help my speaking be better. So thank you so much, Mom and Dad, for always helping me through these years. And I'm going to continue to grow, and I love you both very much, and thank you so much for helping me through all my life. Thank you. That was the Thanksgiving podcast. Thank you for listening, and you're on AM 1450 KBPS Portland.
Hello, my name is Kane Levin, speaking through our KBPS radio. Holiday music and celebration is finally kicking in. And for Thanksgiving, I would really like to direct our attention towards my dad, Ilton Levin, for always being there for me and always trying to support me in any way, shape, or form, no matter what direction I choose to steer in, and would not be the same if he was not with me. The amount of support and care that he provides is phenomenal, because I know that he truly does care. Even if he's angry and it seems like he's criticizing me, the reality is he's looking out for me and he doesn't want me to commit any more mistakes. And along with my dad is my uncle Alel, because he truly cares about my dad and myself. And also, if we go to vacation in Brazil, he's willing to pay some expenses so it's lighter on us when we get back to the USA. And he loves to give out some advice, as well as some techniques to save money, and even some funny jokes, like, whatever you do, don't get married with such a joker's tone. I appreciate all of my family for always being there for me, and never giving up or losing hope in me. Even when they are at their lowest, they will do whatever it takes to make sure I am in good condition, and I am extremely grateful. And honestly, I just feel an overwhelm of joy, because just bringing this topic up, it makes me feel better as a person, and I feel like I'm just more connected to my family and the audience. And guys, I really appreciate you for listening in and tuning in. And with all this support, you guys are really a miracle saver, and I appreciate all of you, because I know you guys have hard lives. I know how it is. I've been there, financially successful. You know, times are tough. Things aren't so easy. So, once again, I'm just gonna thank you guys and thank my entire family for all the support and all the care throughout everything that we've been through. Thank you so much, and you guys have a blessed holiday and a blessed day on this blessed planet with our blessed God, and thank you. This is KBPS.
Hi, my name is Jeff. I am a student at KBPS. I was asked to make a podcast about things I'm grateful for. And when I think of things I'm grateful for, the first thing that comes to mind is my mom. Because my mom has worked really hard. She's a single parent. I don't have another parent. She has really pushed herself to make sure that I am as well equipped as possible. And I truly don't think I would be who I am today without her. She is currently working to get her RN, with a community college, which is an incredible feat, and I just am very proud of her and very grateful that she has been there for me. Another thing I'm grateful for are my pets. I love my dogs. I have two dogs and a cat. My dogs are the reason I get outside every day, and my cat is someone who helps me kind of sleep he will come chill with me when I'm having problems sleeping, and I don't think I would get as good sleep without him. And I'm really grateful for my friends and the school that I have at Benson High School. I'm very grateful for them and everyone here who've kind of pushed me and allowed me to help me discover what I want to do. I still don't know what I want to do, but they're helping me discover it. And I'm just very, very grateful. And this is the season of giving, so I might as well go all out, right? I'm also very thankful to you listeners who are listening to me ramble about things I'm grateful for. Without KBPS and without the support that all of you have shown, I would not be in this program. This program would not exist without you. So thank you for listening, and thank you for continuing to support KBPS and AM 1450. Thank you, and happy holidays.
Hello there, listeners of KBPS Portland. My name is Julian Martos from the KBPS Portland student staff, and it means a lot to me that you're listening. Here's a couple of people that I am truly grateful and thankful for. I am thankful for my father, Pablo Martos. He has been there for me for many years now. I'm grateful for my dad because when I was just an infant, our balcony's floor collapsed beneath our family's feet, and my uncle suffered permanent spinal damage by saving my sibling from the fall. My dad had walked inside from the balcony, holding me, about 30 seconds before it broke. I'm grateful for my dad, because throughout my life, he's been the parent that was present for me the most. I'm grateful for my dad because he helped me through a big moving process we went through recently. We moved from our old house in Portland to an apartment in Lincoln City. And then I moved back to Portland again without him. When he moved back too, he allowed me to move in with him at his house. And that's where I am today. I still can't thank him enough. I also can't give quite enough thanks to the teacher of my KBPS class, and a very important figure to the radio station, Jacob Patterson. I'm thankful to Jacob because without him, I couldn't even get this message out like I am now. I'm thankful for Jacob because he radiates nothing but positive energy on every one of his students, including me. I'm thankful for Jacob because he gave me and everyone else in the class an opportunity in radio that will last us our lives. This is Julian Martos saying, thank you, Pablo Martos. Thank you, Jacob Patterson. And thank you, listeners of KBPS Portland AM 1450, for listening and being inspirations for this podcast segment. I am truly grateful.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dalen McKelvey from the KBPS student staff. Today, I want to talk about the things and people I'm most thankful for: my mom, my dad, and my cat, Zorro. First, I'm thankful for my mom. She's one of the most caring and hardworking people I know. One reason I'm thankful for her is because she's always there for me, no matter what. I remember one night I was really stressed about schoolwork and felt like I was going to fail my final, and she stayed up late helping me study until I felt confident. I'm also thankful because she always makes sure our family is happy and taken care of, from cooking amazing food to just checking in on how we're doing. And most of all, I'm thankful for how much she believes in me. Even when I doubt myself, she reminds me that I can do anything if I try. I'm also really thankful for my dad. One reason is that he teaches me a lot, not just about life, but also about being patient and responsible. He's always fixing things around the house when they need to be fixed, and he lets me help, which I actually enjoy because it makes me feel capable. Another reason I'm thankful for him is that he makes me laugh all the time. Even when I'm upset, he finds a way to cheer me up. And finally, I appreciate how he supports me in everything I do. Whether it's school or basketball, he's always encouraging me to do my best. And of course, I can't forget my cat, Zorro. I'm thankful for Zorro because he's always there to keep me company whenever I'm feeling down. He'll come sit next to me or start purring, and it instantly makes me feel better. I'm also thankful because he's so funny. He chases random things around the house like shadows or little toys, and it always makes me laugh. And the last reason I'm thankful for Zorro is because he reminds me to slow down and relax. When he's curled up sleeping, it's like he's telling me that it's okay to take a break sometimes. I'm really thankful for my dad, my mom, and my cat Zorro. They make my life full of love, laughter, and comfort. I hope this episode reminds you to think about the people and things you're thankful for, too. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. This is Dalen McKelvey with the KBPS student staff. I hope you have a wonderful and thankful day.
The holidays may be the season of giving, but they're also the season of receiving. What better time to acknowledge what we are thankful for than now, coming up on Thanksgiving. While it's hard to pin down just one thing to dedicate this time to, I think I know what I'm most grateful for. I am grateful for music. Music connects me with everyone in my life, people like my dad, my friends, as well as strangers. It keeps me company, and it keeps me going when I need it the most. Music is one of my favorite things, if not my favorite thing in life. It is so important to me, more important to me than anything else. Music wouldn't be half as important to me, though, without these people. So I'm also thankful for my dad, for introducing me to music, taking me to record stores, and buying me a record player so that I could engage with music in a whole new medium and collect it in a way that is so special to me. I'm also thankful for my friends, like my friend Solomon, who gifted me a Cap'n Jazz vinyl for my birthday, which not only was probably my favorite present I received, got me into a whole new genre of music and a whole new band that I didn't know about until him. I'm also thankful for my friend James, who's always been there for me to talk about music and engage in new music. Lastly, and above all else, I'm thankful to my mom, who has always supported and encouraged what music I listen to, and I wouldn't have been able to listen to music without her. So, thank you. To my dad, my friends, and my mom, and everything else that has contributed to my greatest joy in life, music.
I'm Kaden, and you're listening to the Thanksgiving Student Hour. And for my segment, I'm going to talk about what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for Benson because without Benson, I would have never gone into the Communication Design Academy. Would have never gone into radio. I found radio fun. Some of the things that we do in radio are we make podcasts like this one. You go on the air making newscasts and asking people for song requests. The list goes on. We also make stories, we meet famous people, and interview them, etc. I'm also doing sportcasting so that can help me with radio, and also, I love sports, so that's why I did it. So that moment I had the chance to ask Jacob for the permission slip, I did. The school has brought so much to my mind that radio or something like it might be my career. Also, I went to the KGW studio and learned more about what they do there. If I wasn't at the school, I probably would have never gone to the KGW studio. So thank you, Benson, for this opportunity, and thank you for having me. I'm also so grateful for my mom. I have a shelter, food, and so much more. When I was stuck on what I wanted to major in, either radio or digital media production, she told me I've been talking about radio since my sophomore year. She also said, doing radio is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. A lot of colleges don't have radio classes, but with digital media production, you could take that class in most colleges. If it wasn't for my mom, I probably would have never majored in radio. I would have never made this Thanksgiving podcast if it wasn't for my mom. So thank you, Mom, for telling me this, and thank you for being the mom that you are. This has been Kaden. This has been my Thanksgiving podcast on why I'm thankful for. You have been listening to AM 1450 KBPS and KBPS.AM.
I'm Martin Simon from the KBPS student staff. I want to thank all my friends and family for how much they cared for me and taught me a lot. Also, one of my favorite pets is our cat, because one, I own a cat and her name is Stripey. I've loved her very much since she was born, and since we took care of her, She's currently around 8 to 9 years old, and she likes to sleep a lot. I'm Martin Silva from the KBPS student staff. Thank you for supporting the voice of the Portland Public Schools, AM 1450, KBPS, and KBPS.AM.
Hello, I'm Grady from the KBPS student staff, and this is my 2025 Thanksgiving podcast. For this, I want to talk about something that is really important to me, and that I am truly thankful for, Thanksgiving food. But I'm not going to just talk about turkey and whatnot. Instead, I'm going to analyze five of the most well-known parts of a Thanksgiving dinner, then decide which aspect of the meal is the best. I know that this can be a highly debated topic, so I'm going to try and account for every factor that I can. So, to start us off, the one, the only, turkey. It is almost certainly the most well-known part of the meal, considering that it's probably the first thing that comes to mind when you think of Thanksgiving. But that doesn't automatically make it the best. For one, it's really easy to mess up a turkey. There's about 1,000 ways to cook one, and they all have their pros and cons. Second, the amount of prep it takes is an important factor, because the longer it takes, the more likely you are to make a mistake. Despite all that, there's a reason we still eat them to this day. A well-cooked turkey is absolutely delicious. Just be careful if you're frying your turkey. You don't want to start a house fire. The second part of a Thanksgiving dinner to analyze is the famous turkey sidekick, stuffing, or dressing, depending on how you make it. I know a lot of people absolutely love stuffing. I can't say that I do, though. I've never been a fan. That being said, I get it. It's bread with some vegetables, seasoning, and some meat. It's hard to go wrong with that. But I really feel that people either like stuffing or they just don't care. Now, the third part of a Thanksgiving dinner to go over are those savory clouds in a bowl, mashed potatoes. Out of the possibly infinite ways to eat a potato, this has to be one of the best, right next to baked and wedges. It's simple, but also really easy to fumble. There's a fine line between too much and too little seasoning to add, and while too little isn't too bad, too much can make the mashed potatoes frankly gross. Garlic is particularly bad when there's too much, but if you can straddle the line, you'll have a favorite on the table. The fourth part of a Thanksgiving dinner I'll analyze is a 3-for-1, pumpkin, pecan, and apple pies. Whether you like any one over the others doesn't matter. All three of them are great options and are classics. I know that there are other pies that are also commonly made, like butternut squash, sweet potato, or chocolate cream pie, but I feel that pumpkin, pecan, and apple are the go-to classics. As great as they can be, just like many other Thanksgiving meals, pies can be hard to do, specifically the crust. But as long as you don't mess up the crust, they're not too bad. For the fifth and final part of a Thanksgiving dinner, I'm going to analyze a part that I think is commonly looked over, gravy. Though it may seem strange to even consider gravy a topping for the best part of a Thanksgiving meal, I believe that it absolutely deserves to be considered. Gravy can be added to so many different things, way more than just mashed potatoes, but it doesn't even have to be a particularly notable gravy to still be good. That's because it adds to the flavor of food, rather than being the primary flavor. So, as long as it's not a bad gravy, it's still doing its job well, and a great gravy is a real blessing. Now that I've gone over what I would consider to be the main five classics, I'm going to figure out which of them is the best. But to do that, the worst will have to be eliminated first. And out of all of them, that would be mashed potatoes and stuffing. Not that they are bad per se, just worse than the others. Between stuffing and mashed potatoes, stuffing is harder to do wrong, but also isn't as good when done right. Mashed potatoes are worse when done wrong, but a middle-of-the-road or well-done mashed potatoes is better than the stuffing of the same quality. So, I would say that stuffing is the worst of the five, with mashed potatoes just ahead of it in fourth place. Next up is the turkey versus the pies. Despite the turkey being the classic Thanksgiving meal, pies can be a bit easier to make, and there's just about a pie for everyone. So I would place pies above the turkey. And that leaves gravy and pies running for the best Thanksgiving meal. They're both absolutely amazing parts of a Thanksgiving dinner. It's just so hard to go wrong with gravy, it makes almost everything it touches taste better. On the other hand though, pies are the go-to Thanksgiving dessert. With so many options, you're bound to like one. But considering that pies can be a little bit more difficult to make, the first place spot goes to gravy. That's right, I, Grady of the KBPS student staff, believe that gravy is the best part of a Thanksgiving dinner. So thank you very much for listening to my Thanksgiving podcast.
I'm Jacob Patterson from the KBPS Portland staff.
I want to take a moment to say thank you to all of my family who've cared for me, loved me, taught me important life lessons, and helped shape me into who I am today. My dad has helped me so much in my life. He dedicated his life to taking good care of his family. He overcame the challenges of being a single parent with a modest income, but always found the strength to provide. Never missed a payment, never missed a bill, always gave us a safe and stable home, nice hot meals. Sometimes they were just beans and rice or just beans by themselves, and got me involved in youth sports like Little League Baseball and bowling, which I still am a lifelong bowler today. My dad volunteered as an assistant coach for my teams, took lessons on how to coach youth bowling as well. He volunteered as part of my school's parent-teacher association and went on every field trip my classes had back in third, fourth, fifth grade as a single parent. His work ethic showed me how to be successful in life. Even to this day, he continues to give in tremendous ways, helping me secure my first home, teaching me how to take care of our plants, our trees, our garden. I'm forever thankful and grateful for all the sacrifices he made for me and for us. Thank you, Dad. My Grandpa John inspired my love of comedy, storytelling, and audio production very early in my life. He was our family storyteller. Everybody gathered around anytime he was sharing his old stories of bear tales and what life was like growing up through the Great Depression. He was a great communicator, very confident. He made his own sound effects, sang his own songs, really made his stories come to life in the moment, and was never afraid to be a little silly or goofy and have fun. He really got a kick out of seeing you smile and laugh. Grandpa John and Dad taught me how to put a piece of masking tape over the corner of a cassette tape so I could record my favorite songs off the radio and record myself pretending to be a DJ when I was about 6, 7, 8 years old. And they gave me those tools to play with, a little boombox, some cassette tapes, inspired my love of music and led me to my successful career. I am forever thankful and grateful for them. Sure, we could all go on for hours about all of our family, our friends, our passions that we're all thankful for. I hope you take a moment to catch your breath in this busy world, put down the screens, and remember the things and the people that are most important to you, to your heart and your soul. Take a moment to acknowledge them and your thanks for them. We can help make the world a better place, one thank you at a time. One act of kindness at a time. One moment of gratitude over attitude at a time. I'm Jacob Patterson from the KBPS Portland staff. Thank you for supporting the voice of the Portland Public Schools, AM 1450, KBPS, and KBPS.am.
It's Thanksgiving season, and when I think about Thanksgiving, I think about Bob's Burgers. I'm Elizabeth Rose, and Bob's Burgers is one of my favorite TV shows, and they have done a lot of Thanksgiving episodes.
I suppose you want another turkey.
Yes, that's exactly what I want, a turkey. I didn't come for anything.
Okay, fine! You wore me down!
An Indecent Thanksgiving Proposal, which is the first Thanksgiving episode they did. This episode definitely gets some bonus points for having one of the most iconic songs in all of Bob's Burgers.
What's your Thanksgiving song?
No.
Pass!
No.
The cranberry sauce, we're having mashed potatoes! Ooh, the turkey looks great.
Len.
Thank you for loving me.
Len.
Thank you for being there.
Oh, God.
Everyone's thanking.
Len.
The whole world's thanking you.
Stop.
Thanking
Len.
Us for thanking
Stop.
You.
Len.
Kill the turkey.
Please.
I liked it.
Thank you.
My absolute favorite Thanksgiving episode of Bob's Burgers, and probably one of my favorite Bob's Burgers episodes in general, is Dawn of the Peck. I love this episode. It is so dramatic. The Wharf is hosting the
first annual Turktacular Turkey Town Festival.
And Linda and the kids want to go. Bob gets kind of upset at them abandoning him and decides to boycott the holiday altogether.
Oh, right. Because that's what Thanksgiving is for. Running around with a bunch of birds and going on rides. Well, fine. Go. But you know what? I am not making dinner.
Part of the festival is a running with the turkeys, but the turkeys go completely wild and start attacking people.
The running of the turkeys, etc. On your mark. Get set. Go!
Linda, Teddy, the kids, and some of the kids' friends get stuck in the park with the feral turkeys everywhere. It's very, like, zombie apocalypse-esque. Also, Mickey, who I think is one of the funniest Bob's Burgers character, is there, which is great. And then Bob is completely oblivious to the chaos happening in the park and outside and decides it's nice to be home alone. Anyways, that's my review of the Bob's Burgers Thanksgiving episodes. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day and a great Thanksgiving. I'm Elizabeth Rose, KBPS Portland.